Yes, welcome to the Medicine Show. This is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully a little bit of insight. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani, and tonight's guests are heartfelt boot-stomping vintage rockin' band Chase the Bear and the dynamic comedy duo of Tom Spangenberg and Christine Lange as Rocket Man and Beano on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. This is Chase the Bear. We'll be right back.
Since I've been here with you, you took my heart away. Must be in the way you move, oh, what you're trying to do to me. Since I've been here with you, not to today. Must be that summer moon. Please don't take it away. Please don't take it away. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time. Now the sun is shining. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time. Now the sun is shining. It's been a long time, long time.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah. All right, we got Chase the Bear in the house. Thank you, guys. They're going to step outside while we switch up and have Rocket Manabino come in the room. So as we transition, what are we going to hear, Ellie?
So just a bit of my stuff.
All right. You want to hang out in here?
If you will.
That'd be great.
Would I be able to get my phone back?
Yeah, your phone's low on battery. So.
Oh, yeah, totally. After that.
To record the next show, Jeff.
Hello. How are you two doing? Hey, come on in.
They're going to play the Clay Ravens and then come back.
Okay, we'll be right back on the Medicine Show with the Clay Ravens. This is the Clay Ravens. We'll be right back with Rocket Man and Bino. Bino.
Well, I'm all in for this life of squalor falling, for some lonesome daughter hollering, hollering at the darkness. Take me in. It's the silence that's most deafening, and I'm trying to fight the reckoning, but lightning breaks the silence.
On the Medicine Show, and without what we were just listening to was the Clay Ravens with their new single. What was it called?
All In.
Yeah. And before that, we were listening to our guests that we have tonight with us, called Chase the Bear. Tonight is really nice to finally have some comedy come in and join us. So we're very happy to have Rocket Man and Bino in the house. That's Tom Spangenberg and Christine Longer, and they are comedians who play Rocket Man and Bino in The Adventures of Rocket Man and Bino. Now, first of all, you know, before I even do your introduction, have you ever heard of Tupi and Bino?
No.
I have not.
Okay. I'm a big fan, and like, I constantly have it like playing in the background with my grandsons over, and it's kind of like I have that stuck in my head. So every once in a while I might say Binu, but don't, it's Bino.
Right.
Good. Okay. So Tom Spangenberg and Christine Langer are both Seattle-based physical theater artists. Tom likes bicycles. Christine likes flying. Together they are blue eyes and brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Both Tom and Christine have a long history in the theater, and The Adventures of Rocket Man in Bino marks their inaugural full-length production together. They've been devising, writing, workshopping, and re-rehearsing this show for 1 year to make it run as smoothly as it does today. They say that creating comedy is hard work.
It is.
Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you guys on the show, and it was quite a coincidence running into you in the print shop.
It was.
Very serendipitous.
Very, yeah. And because, you know, of course, I went and checked out your stuff online, and, you know, you guys have quite, you've had press and everything mm-hmm. about your act, pulling this together.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you tell us a little bit about the show?
Yeah. It's funny to hear us introduced as Rocketman and Bino, because that's the inner play within the play.
Really?
So we portray these actors who are named Maggie and Stuart, and the work is very much an art reflecting life situation, because they are essentially our clown characters. And those Maggie and Stuart, they portray Rocket Man and Bino, or they try to.
So there's like three... That means six characters in all. There's
yes.
you two.
Yes.
So we have Tom and Christine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Rocket Man and Bino portrayed as...
By Maggie and Stuart.
By Maggie and
so
Stuart,
Maggie and
which
Stuart
are also
are
fictional characters.
Level. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Maggie and Stuart play Rocket Man and Bino.
And we play Maggie and Stuart. Yeah. There's three meta levels here.
Well, Tom and Christine have agreed to do some comedy for us tonight on The Medicine Show, and I guess you guys are going to run through a part of the show. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
So you want to set up this first skit and tell us what would you like to start with?
Yeah, we've chosen basically act two of the play within the play, Rocket Man and Bino, a game in the show is that Maggie and Stuart, because they're so desperate to try to portray this important superhero tale, the quintessential superhero, what is it called? The hero's tale?
The hero's journey?
The hero's journey, there we go. and there was a prime example of what Maggie and Stuart are like, based on what Tom and I are like.
Basically, Maggie is hyperbole, and Stuart is a fact checker.
There you go.
Okay, what's a hyperbole?
A super exaggerated, over the top diva.
And Stuart's the character who kind of brings it back to earth, is interrupting. He's trying to be super helpful. He's super innocent and naive, and he wants to be super helpful, but it's not necessarily in the way that Maggie wants to be helped.
Yeah.
All right.
Again, art imitating life.
Absolutely. This is exciting. Okay.
But they're inseparable. I mean, they're two halves of a whole, like a classic comedy pairing of Laurel and Hardy
yeah.
and Lucy.
Or the Odd Couple even.
Exactly,
right,
yeah.
Right.
It's like... It's
it's balance.
You can't imagine them. They're so different, but you can't imagine them being apart.
Sounds very synchronistic.
So I guess to answer your question, the what we're going to do is act two, when Maggie and Stuart, so there's three acts in the show of Rocket Man and Bino, and we will do a little radio play of act two. So you'll hear us as Maggie and Stuart and as Rocket Man and Bino, and hopefully you can tell the difference.
Yeah, and there are a couple of things that are set up in the first act or the first couple scenes that we want to just highlight here. One of them is Stuart has a penchant for losing things. He's very well intentioned, but he's not very well organized.
Very.
And he also he loves acting and he loves Shakespeare. And there are moments when he just gets swept up in the moment of inspiration and starts quoting Shakespeare as well.
So these are ongoing games in the show
that have been set up earlier. So just to, as a point of clarification, because it'll happen in this act, and
you're not totally caught off guard.
Okay.
And you'll have to come see the show for the whole effect.
Well, and we'll talk about a little bit more about the details of when and where and how.
Yeah.
Afterwards. Okay.
Okay. Ready? So,
yeah.
Okay.
Scene 2, 1924. Having battled their way through a cornucopia of crusty criminals, our heroes have tracked Chief Cheeto to a dairy farm and are moving in to apprehend him.
Places. Lights up.
Pasture.
Cows. Motion detector.
Beep, 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 beep,
I've got a read on an incoming. Pause scene. Stuart, where is your pipe?
It was just here.
This is unbelievable.
I'm so sorry, Maggie.
How does this keep happening? Here, use this pipe cleaner.
C'est si n'est pas un pipe.
What?
French. This is not a pipe.
Oh. It's close enough. Just use it. Places. Resume scene. Rocket Man, prepare for impact.
Mysterious object falls from the sky.
Pause scene. Stuart, what is that?
It's a Cheeto.
No, it's too small. The audience can't see that.
You told me to get a Cheeto, and that's how big they are.
Resume scene.
Cheeto lands.
Explosion! Ah!
Lights change.
Flashback. 1910. San Francisco.
Dun dun.
Soft edges. Call building. Swirling light. Scent of sea sludge. Sidewalk. Nostalgic sparks. The remnants of Chief Cheeto's calling card.
Top of building. Wind!
Chief Cheeto, you fiendish flatulence, let my Sophie go.
Oh, I'll let her go. Drop Sophie.
No, Sophie, I'll catch you, my dear. Activate tracking systems. I have a beat on you, dear. I'll catch you. I have you. I have you. I have you. Oops.
Curse black.
Her soul is in the sky. Tongue, lose thy light. Moon, take thy flight. Now die, da die, da die, da die.
Stuart, don't push your luck.
Sophie's dead. No. Chief Cheeto, I'll destroy you. Activate chest beam. Ignite power thrusters. Power to 11. Fire.
Call building. Towering inferno. Smoky heap of rubble. Golden Gate Bridge. Snaps in half. Beautiful bay. Tsunami. Sea lion. Skin ripped off. Innocent children. School buses explode. The entire city turns to dust.
It was just 100 people.
Oh.
End the flashback.
Lights return to pasture setting in present time. Oh, my head. Oh, Rocket Man. Cow pie. Rocket Man. Oh, I thought you died.
I had a flashback.
Was it San Francisco? Dun dun.
It was terrible. I relived the memory of my beloved wife's murder.
By the world's arch nemesis?
Yes. And to my shame and horror.
Horror. Sorry, it's two syllables. Horror.
Okay, I got it. And to my shame and horror for what I'd done, I'd lost control of my super powerful chest beam and killed 100 innocent people. Give sorrow words. The grief that does not speak knits up the all-rot heart and bids it.
That was number 10.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Take it back.
And in my shame and horror,
close.
I renounced my powers. I must leave you, Bino. I'm too afraid of losing control of my powers and hurting you.
Rocket Man, but the Arch
Nemesis, you're quitting. You can't leave.
Why not? You're invincible. You've never lost a bottle.
A bottle?
Battle.
A paddle?
No, battle. But as in bison, as in bonanza, Boca Raton, battle.
Oh, I've never lost a battle. Yes, before you go, Rocket Man, may I make an inquiry?
Certainly, Bino. Hay bale, fence post, lean.
Do you think someone who doesn't have a cow? Do you think someone who doesn't have a superpower could become a superhero? I'm asking for a friend.
Do you mean if they weren't born with a superpower like we were?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose supernatural abilities could develop.
Oh.
Maybe it's time you unveil your super secret superpower.
The
world wants to see who you really are.
Yes, it's time.
Time. I wasted time. And now doth time waste me, for now hath time made me his numbering clock.
Pause scene! Stuart, what is going on? That's number 11!
I can't help it. It just comes over me. I'm so sorry. I won't do any more Shakespeare in the show. I promise.
Good. Places. Resume scene. I'll miss you, Rocket Man. Farewell. Lights crossfade.
Au revoir. Adieu. A bientôt. Tout à l'heure. Ciao.
Unveil the secret. My secret? Who I really am? Who am I? Cliffhanger.
What's this? Rocket Man and Bino are Splitsville? Will Bino unveil her secret superpower? Come to the Falls Creek Gym Saturday at 6:20 to see what happens next in The Adventures of Rocket Man and Bino.
Blackout. Ta-da.
Oh, thank you. That must mean a lot of work to put together, as you were saying.
Oh, my gosh. We have been through so many drafts of this script. We've burned a lot of trees. I'm so sorry, trees.
We workshopped it.
And we rehearsed it.
Did we just get a laugh track?
Amazing. Wow, we have a large studio audience. I'm very impressed, actually.
Yay! In case you can't understand. By the way, in case anybody's listening, we are broadcasting on Facebook Live. If you want to tune into Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, we are on. So hello to everybody on Facebook, and I'm hoping that
Hello? Hello, everybody. I'm going to make a big shout for everybody can hearing us. Yes. I'm done.
That's Ali Ghazani. Baba Ghazani from the back alley.
Yeah.
All right. Let's going back to your intro there from Rocket Man and Bino. We had a prescription, our weekly subject is referred in jest as a prescription made to encourage people to be mindful of ways to improve our culture as it may seem to deteriorate around us. And we can believe as we can, and we believe we should keep trying. So tonight's prescription is be mindful of virtue and prosper. Did you guys get the memo, by the way?
No, but we can fake it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. So our world is getting more intense every day.
Yeah.
And so since considering virtue, you know, we were saying that our prescription is just, you know, be mindful of virtue and prosper. So perhaps you could, you know, a virtue that you believe in, or a few examples that you may like to choose from are love, hope, faith, compassion, patience, dignity, integrity, prudence, temperance, courage, justice, hope, charity, fortitude, valor, benevolence, respect, honesty, and loyalty, things like this. Is there something that you believe? What virtue do you believe would be instrumental in avoiding or fixing a situation that has been on your mind lately?
Well, it's interesting you ask, because something that we've talked about is of what we want to leave the audience with this show, Tom, do you want to talk about that, of like what we want to inspire the audience to do? So we, on the early drafts, we would have this written at the top to like remind us, why are we doing this? And what we boiled it down to was to inspire the audience to live into their own power, and like, hello, we're superheroes, all one of us, every one of us. And it, as a community of people, we are stronger. And Tom, do you have an idea now?
Well, I was also going to add, one of the themes in the show is compassion. It comes out a lot. And the characters are trying really hard to work together, but they are incompatible in some ways. Mm-hmm. And one of the themes that comes out of the show in the end is an understanding of how each other works and being compassionate for their own foibles and flaws, and to come together in the end and realize that they are part of a larger whole, and they are connected, and they do belong together.
So hopefully that fits.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, because I was just thinking that, you know, we're going through such hard times, and people find it so easy to become jaded and to turn their back on what they actually, most people, they know what's right, and they know what's good for interrelating with everybody in their community. Mm-hmm. People just so quickly, you know, put all of that on a shelf to survive. And, you know, as we see the world getting to more extreme lengths, you know, I like to say, like, what virtue has been on your mind that you'd like to, you know, so that, of course, yes, that. And like you said, being superheroes, you know, integrity and strength are definitely virtues. And, you know, and you said one of my favorite is compassion. I think that people definitely need more and more compassion in such a harsh world.
And I think that the thing to remember, and the thing that's a theme in the show, is that people are generally trying their best, and it may not always measure up to what your personal expectation or standards are, but to have compassion, that they're doing the best that they can personally, and to have compassion for where they are in their journey. Mm-hmm.
And something else about clown work, even though we don't perform in Red Nose, this definitely is a clown show in the maybe more traditional vaudevillian sense. And something that you have to bring of yourself to the work is an extreme level of vulnerability, and having that open heart to share with the audience is paramount. So I encourage anybody who's ever curious about what that level of vulnerability feels like, go take a clown class, and you're gonna feel it really fast.
For me, clowning is a blueprint for living your life. The skills that you learn, the muscles that you build, are listening with your entire body, being in the moment, having an open heart, vulnerability of loving every part of yourself and sharing that with the audience, with the world.
And that level of sensitivity.
And it's really a matter of letting your own light shine and showing your humanity. And while it's often, it may not always be funny, but it's truthful. And what you typically find is that the truth itself is riveting. And if you're truthful, people will identify with that and will resonate with them. And that that's the essence of clowning.
Yeah.
And so I'm a big advocate of, like, you know, alternative lifestyles and people being who they believe they should be. But I really don't like the word pride because I think that pride goes the opposite as being humble. And so it must be like being in the situation of being a clown and going through that. It must be very humbling to be in that situation.
Extremely.
You know, to
Absolutely.
Put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
And to put pride aside, you know what I mean? And just be like, live with the integrity of, you know, showing your vulnerability in that way.
And absolutely in the moment. The clown doesn't exist in the past or the future. You have to be present.
Right. And we all have an idea of how we want to be funny in our life. And that's not usually
ideas.
How we're funny. And so there's.
Am I funny? No, funny looking. No, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But you find that in a clown class that you come out to be funny in a way that's familiar to you, and that the audience doesn't laugh at that because it's often, not in every case, but it's often a facade that we put up as a protective mechanism for what is really beautiful and human about us that we find to be very tender and we want to hide. And so it's stripping away all that facade and letting that person that's deep inside come out. And that is very tender, and it's a very delicate process, and it can be very humbling and very beautiful. But when it starts to happen, it changes your life. And that's not an exaggeration. It literally changes your life.
Mm-hmm. If you're really open to it and listening, yeah.
I have many stories about fellow students who've taken classes and just started to realize what's really important to them. And it's not how they've constructed their lives to that point. And they'll start to shed away things that aren't important to them, and they'll just go in a different direction completely. But they find themselves to be much more joyful in the moment and much happier.
You know, it sounds like something that people could use even if they're not planning on practicing comedy.
Yeah. And many clowns, or many folks that I've taken classes with, there's been many instances where people come in who are not trained actors, and they're doing it just for the revelation. In some cases, it's akin to perhaps a shamanic journey into yourself. And so they come just for that experience of learning more about themselves and what's important to them. And then they discover that maybe they do like it. They do like performing. But it's not always the case. It's a lot of people just come in for the self-discovery.
Oh, my God, that is the wisest thing. Putting the two words shamanic and, like, clown like together in one sentence, that is the wisest thing, because that's, you know, true. And that's basically kind of the reason I put this show together. I believe that laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah.
And, you know, shamanic practices are all about energy healing and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. How this leads me right into the next question. Where can people get more
tongue-tied.
Rocket Man and Bino. Where can people get more Rocket Man and Adventures of Rocket Man and Bino? Because you guys are putting on a show here in Vancouver.
Yes, yeah. We're at the Vancouver Fringe Festival on Granville Island.
In the False Creek Community Center Gym. Our next performance is Saturday, which I don't know what time it is, but it might be today.
Tomorrow is Saturday. So that's September 9th, 12th, 15th, 16th, and 17th at the gym at False Creek Community Center.
Yep. And you can get tickets online or at the box office on Granville Island or at the door. There's no phone sales. So, We'll see you there. It's $14 plus a $5 fringe fee that you just pay once.
For life?
Yeah.
So you can go to other fringe shows.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I understand that you're both performance artists with Solar Careers as well. So what do the two of you do on your own before this? Or what did you do before?
I've performed a solo show called The Two Step that was based on or inspired by my grandmother's life as a world traveler and international dancer. That was called The Two Step, and I performed that for 5 or 6 fringe festivals. And I'm currently working on a draft of a new solo show inspired by environmental issues and animals in captivity. And that will debut on September 30th in Seattle, if you want to take a little road trip.
And I've worked with Seattle Shakespeare most recently, a year or so ago. I've written some short plays, one of which is The Plague, A Love Story.
That sounds so familiar, actually. It's like, have I heard of this before?
It does resonate with a lot of people. And I've created some other clown pieces as well. I've toured with a show that I was hired to go on tour with a couple summers ago when we did the Fringe tour. And I've done a short clown piece called Banquet as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great piece. It's a very simple... The two-person clown piece, it's with a different clown partner, not with Christine, but it's very simple. It's the premise is just two clowns come out to set up a banquet table.
And problems ensue.
Okay. So one last question. I know you guys were at the Bumbershoot Festival.
Yeah.
How did that go? And did you see any great performances of other people?
It went really well. Your friend, a contra dancer friend, performed. What was her name?
Madeline Kenny performed as well. She was fantastic.
Yeah. There were so many acts, I can't remember them.
I know, my mind totally went blank.
Yeah, no worries. So if anybody wants to check this out, go down to the Vancouver Fringe Festival at Falls Creek. It's the Falls Creek Community Center Gym for the next several days until the 17th, yep. So tomorrow, and then the 12th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Check it out online. And you can also find more about these two by searching for The Adventures of Rocket Man and Beano.
Yeah.
Yep. Not Toopy and Beano. I love Toopy and Beano. They're so funny. Thank you guys for coming on here. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Any shout outs you want to do before we go?
Thank you so much for having
thank
us.
Thank you
Gosh,
so much.
That was so synchronous.
This
thank you.
A lot of fun. It's amazing. It's great.
I'm glad to have you both and to meet you both. And so feel free to stick around. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take him in the teeth, Red Hats!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate him! I hate
okay,
him!
Well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
live Facebook?
Yeah, I'm.
Hello, you're here.
Hi, we're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and we have Chase the Bear in the studio with us. This is very exciting. Hey, guys. Chase the Bear is a Victoria-based band specializing in boot-stomping vintage rock, authentic power pop, and smooth alt-funk, folk funk.
Well, yeah, both.
You know, the band is led by brothers Troy Gilmer on vocals and Leo Gilmer on guitar, Braden Royer on bass, Jordan Phillips on the guitar, and Connor Brooks on what is usually the drums, but tonight, and vocals, and tonight he is on percussion. Thanks for the amazing backups to go along with Troy. You were fucking kick ass, Troy. Okay, so Connor and Braden are two ex-members of a disbanded Vancouver garage rock band Trash Can Panda. Jordan Phillips is a 17-year-old guitar prodigy.
Yes. Wonder Kid!
Wonder Kid!
Yo, Wonder Kid! Troy and Leo have been playing music together for almost their whole lives and recorded two songs with the Trues, Jack Sperrick, Cyprick.
How do you
say? Cyprick. Cyprick! As the Rising Suns before starting Chase the Bear. And they, since you heard them before, I'm going to tell you, you already heard them. They're amazing. We're going to hear a little bit more in just a minute. Chase the Bear will be playing with, wait a second, we don't know this for sure because there's been a few cancellations. So you are going to be playing September 15th at Lanaloo's in Vancouver with, is it Pretty Filthy and
Pretty
Without Rust?
Filthy. Yeah.
And Pretty Without Filthy. Rust?
Without Rust.
Are both going to be there. Okay. And then the October 7th show at the Grateful Fed in Kelowna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Are you still playing with Magnificent Rifles?
Magnificent. That's right.
Yes. So which gig are you looking for another band to join you with?
Here,
you
want to
steal his mic for a second?
Yeah, you can use it.
And then you can give it back to him.
Okay. So. Lanaloo's here in Victoria on the 15th.
Vancouver.
Where's my head at? I'm all nervous.
Chicago, we
Chicago,
love you.
Chicago, we love you.
And on Route 93.
Yeah, we're looking for a headliner.
A headliner, backup band.
We're looking for a headliner for Lanaloo's on the 15th. Our band that was gonna do it Within Rust dropped out just as we were in the lobby.
You see,
there.
We got a gig, Allie.
Yeah. Oh, come out, do it.
Featuring Jason.
No.
Bring out the Medicine Stones. Woohoo!
Woo!
Okay. So, you guys want to go right into another song?
Yes.
Hold on a second. What's up, Ali? Are we all good?
Yeah, I'm very good, yeah.
I know you are. Damn.
Damn.
All right. So, this is Chase the Bear on The Medicine Show. What song are you guys going to do?
A song? This is a thing called Pockets Full of Change.
All right.
Wait, what's Pockets Full of Change about, Troy?
It's about being a busker and having money falling out of all your pockets because you have to pay with everything for change.
Yes, I was noticing, and we could talk about your history too in a few minutes. I want to hear this.
Pockets full of change.
Pockets full of change. Hope there's no holes in those pockets.
I got pockets full of change, living in strange, headed down south with the summer. I'm at the back of the bus, roaming on the roads, making eyes with the stunner. Said I'm going down Texas, I feel a little reckless, trying to chase the one. When a pretty good Lexus pulled up in a Lexus, and I just to sing a song. So we sang na 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 na. Sleeping my corona town in Arizona, trying to ease my mind. When a lovely little honey looking for some money, I still need a ride. Drifting off corners, going to California, doing 105. Cranking up the tunes, I like the way she moves. She loved the way I drive. Singing a na 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 na. Back of a car.
Right on. Well, you know, let's see. What time is it?
What was the song name?
Pockets Full of Change.
Pockets Full of Change. Well, it's plural, too. It's got more than one pocket, too. You know, I just want to ask if we could just go right into another song right away.
Absolutely. Yeah, this next thing's called the Beach Song.
Yeah, we want to keep the momentum.
Yeah, so anyone who's listening, just, you know, imagine the summer sun's not leaving you yet. Your feet are in the sand and you're still enjoying those nice cold beers in the sun. She picks me up when she lays me down, seven in her arms and nobody's around. She picks me up when she lays me down. Talk her up, though she puts me down. Down by the seaside when no one's around. I talk her up, though she puts me down. Thank you. We love you, Chicago.
What city is this? I forgot.
Thank you. Thank you, Co-op Radio.
Yay! That's what I'm talking about. Big shout out to the guy who's joined us, David. Whose father are you, anyway?
I'm Jordan's father.
Really? And did you grow up at all in North Carolina?
Yeah, for about 12 years.
Okay.
Well, 50 for me.
Well, yeah, 50 for him, but 12 for me.
So that's David Phillips, who's in the studio with us, helping us out. Thank you, David.
He is the man. Woo! David.
Yeah, David.
Hey, David Phillips. Hello, David's on the Medicine Show.
Man, David's been, like, packing our gear for us. Like,
roadie.
Been, like,
I mean, you haven't been packed. Like, you're the
he's
bus
been the
driver.
Ultimate band dad.
Yeah, he's ultimate band dad. Like,
he's the bus driver, the photographer, the agent, the manager, the best friend. He's everything.
I hope you didn't throw like the soccer mom under the bus to be the bus dad.
No, I'm the soccer mom. I've got the van for it.
I figured what could be better for a midlife crisis than just play roadie for a start of rock and roll.
Really? Yeah, you know? Who needs a red car when you got musician kids? And a 12. Hey, listen. So we have Jordan here on a 12-string guitar that he got from a pawn shop. Absolutely beautiful guitar, by the way.
Well, thank you.
It's great having you guys in here, and so we wanted to put you guys through a little bit here and tell you about the prescription. Did you guys hear it on the?
Yes, we absolutely love it. That there's a healing, positive message that goes out all across. You know, it's you're healing people with music, and we've all thought of a few things that were, you know, that we virtue.
You wanna include? Okay, so you guys can comment if you like. What virtue do you believe would be instrumental in avoiding or fixing a situation that has been on your mind lately?
Leo. The virtue that I would...
state your name.
Oh, sorry, I'm Leo.
Leo's on the guitar over there. Hi, Leo.
Nice to meet you. It's been an honor playing on here. My virtue would have to be generosity and love. Spreading those two things can be a really huge game changer for the world that we live in today. And it's kind of sad that people don't really do that as much today, but I think we should see a little bit more of that for sure.
Hippie!
being here in Victoria, or being here in Vancouver and seeing the streets in Victoria, you definitely see a lot more of that than you do in other parts in Canada for sure.
Okay, and has there been any challenging situations that made you think of that?
Yeah, just seeing like the homeless situation that we have that's growing here in Canada, and seeing people be benevolent to those types of people on the street by giving them food or giving them water and stuff like that is definitely helping that kind of situation.
Okay, big shout out to the generous ones who showed their hearts. You can adjust that, swing it down a little bit so it doesn't that pivot there.
Oh.
It's there you go. That's the one. There you go. Okay, so
all right.
Go ahead. Say your name so people know who they're talking to. They're talking to.
I'm Braden Royer. I'm the bassist.
There you go.
The virtue.
Talking to the microphones. Yeah. Go ahead.
The virtue I value most is hope. I was really into Barack Obama as a kid, and I've been kind of a cynical and depressed person in my life. And I think it's a lot harder to be hopeful. And sometimes there's people that are like, oh, he's an optimist, he's kind of dumb. But I think it's really hard to be an optimist. And
when you're smart, is that what you're saying?
I think America could use a little bit of hope right now with all, you know, the Nazis. And
Yeah.
Which I didn't think would be a thing that we would have to say.
Am I allowed
today?
To swear?
Yeah, like who would have ever thought it would come full circle, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a lot of people forgetting their past. It's coming back to bite them in the ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I allowed to swear?
Please do. Go ahead.
Fuck Nazis.
Fuck Nazis.
Fuck Nazis.
I knew that was coming. Go ahead. Okay. So. Jordan?
Yeah.
College
is on the 12-string guitar. Go ahead. Is there something on your mind lately?
Well, something Point that's always on my mind is music.
Well, I can imagine.
Always on my mind. I don't stop. These people have been great inspirations towards me. I couldn't be anywhere without them being with musicians older than me that taught me much. I know, right? Oh, it's such a heartfelt story, but
heartfelt moment by Jordan on the guitar.
Oh yeah, there you go.
What a whistle! First one.
Go ahead, don't let them stop you.
But yeah, no, and any music for anyone is enjoyable. Everyone enjoys music. Everyone likes to listen to it, no matter what genre. Everyone that I know, when they listen to music, it'll cheer them up or put them in whatever mood they want to be in. Sometimes sad for some reason. I don't know why people do that, but they do.
We love you.
Music.
Great stuff. I think that I think music's one of my favorite virtues, too, actually. Go ahead. So, Troy?
Yeah. So, I'm Troy. I'd have to say music as well, because it unifies people. It brings them together, and it's, you can bring thousands of people of all different cultures and all different backgrounds together for one thing, and they kind of forget about everything that's going on, like the Nazis and stuff that are going on in the background, you know. They can let go of that for just even 3 minutes.
Fuck Nazis.
I think that's I think that's what I live for, is you know, spreading music around, and that's what I'm virtuous for.
Great stuff. Okay, Connor, go ahead.
Percussionist, I think, yeah.
Drummer at large.
That's me, Connor drummer
Brooks.
At large. True. You can tell anyone you want that, for sure. I think my virtue is probably honesty. Some good old honesty is, I think.
Hurts, don't it?
It does. You know, honesty can hurt. Lies can hurt. Recently,
I think honesty hurts less than a lie. Yeah. Eventually, it all comes to the surface.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, recently there was a rumor going around.
Did you read about this?
I did.
Some dude's trying to, like,
I feel like we're, like, I don't know. But some dude was saying that Brayden and Troy were, like, doing meth in Tim Hortons or something.
Oh, yeah, we love meth.
We love it.
Yeah, honesty hour, right? But, like, yeah, they, like, what was the story about this?
So basically, there's an artist in Victoria in Langford, and I don't want to say too much about him, but he's been produced a few times, and he's had a few major hits with his band. And he's seen us walking around. We're lumbersexual. I'll make that straight up. We like getting beards on and stuff.
Lumbersexual.
And sometimes it gets out of control, like lumberjackish. And we're pretty sure that he thought it was like
sexual.
It was like a meth head. But we're pretty sure that he thought our beers were like meth head beers, and that we were like homeless and stuff.
Do they have meth beers?
He's going around and telling people that we're meth heads, and, like, you know, we used to be talented musicians, but now we're addicted to meth and our life's gone sideways. And I didn't hear about it until he decided to spread this rumor onto my father. And he's standing there going, I don't think so. I don't think he does meth. I know him quite well. So I get this message from my mom, like, Have you ever tried meth, son? I was like, No, I have not. Jeez.
Weird question. Yeah.
So that's what happened. Was there's this guy just going around saying that we're meth heads and stuff. And I just want to make it really clear. You know, we enjoy a few drinks and we don't take ourselves very seriously. We love the Beatles for that, as you can tell. Fuck Nazis. But you know, we're stupid and smart at the same time. But we're not meth heads. You know,
we're not meth heads. Also, I want to make clear that, you know, we don't look down upon people with addiction problems or people who are homeless or, you know, like, that. Everybody's got their struggles, right? But that's not what we're about.
Maybe we should shave. All right.
You know, you said honesty is one of your favorite virtues that's been on your mind because of that situation. Is that the one you were thinking of?
Yeah, absolutely. In particular? Yeah.
Okay. Well, usually at the beginning of the show, I like to say thanks to the local indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you,
very
humbly.
Very true. Yeah. Woo! Absolutely.
And I'd also like to thank everyone around the world who stands up against tyranny and corruption in their own way. So fuck the Nazis and everybody.
Fuck Nazis!
I'm probably going to get lynched and burned as soon as I leave here.
We would like
to thank
you for enjoying the last CITR medicine show.
Don't worry, Jason. We got your back.
Right on.
We'll be there for you.
Okay, so on top of that, there's a lot of harsh stuff happening in the world, and we would like to acknowledge all the people around the world who are experiencing hardship. Because even if you stay away from mainstream media, you most likely know that the world is getting intense and difficult for so many. So blessings to all, and our prayers go out to all of our relations, which is everyone and everything that is we are surrounded by, including the animals, the environment, and our ancestors. Thanks to the Creator for the mercy and comforts we share in this specific place, and the fact that we actually have radios and guitars to play, and, you know, our house is not burning or flooded at this moment.
True.
So thank you, and to the Creator for those specific blessings and everything. So I wanted to ask you guys, I saw you guys played at the Fairview Pub. You played Sook Music Festival, the Chalk Festival in Victoria. How did all those gigs go for you guys? You guys are just starting out as a band over the last, year?
We're just under a year now. I think close to like 8 months as this.
How did it all go? Any favorite moments?
Oh, so many. Mostly Jordan saying hilarious things that no one should say.
Yes, Jordan.
I'm not going to reveal any
on the
air, but it's great.
His mom's listening.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, and his dad's right
there. Oh, yeah, and his dad's right there. it's just everything that's happened. This has been the happiest year of my life because of this band and because of the music that we make. And I just don't want to ever lose that. So yeah, this is what I live for.
You're all right too.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite moments out of the last like 4 or 5 gigs that we've ever played is every time that we've played in front of people, we've floored them. And is such a positive response for our music, because we've been working so hard at this, and it's actually nice to have some positive feedback that we're doing something good. And that
right, that was the question. So
it.
The first show that we had, the first show we had was awesome. It was actually like that was my favorite one so far, my first one, and everyone that we've done with Connor. The first one though, we're so nervous to break onto the stage with all original music because no one had ever heard it before. No, we played Vinyl Envy in Victoria, and we go and Jordan's brought out 30 of his friends that all have no idea what his band does. And they're all singing along to all these original songs by the third song and like screaming and clapping along. And we're like, they actually like us.
They actually like us. They really like me.
Really,
do you remember that?
What?
For me, my favorite moment definitely was Troy's mom coming in the room and asking us, so who wrote that Long Time Coming song? Which band plays that? I was like, we do.
Yeah.
That's us. You didn't think we were good
enough. I'm even going to bring my mom into this. Remember that time that we did that prank on her? I texted her. There's this joke going around where you text your parents like, hey, Mom, I think I got to go to the hospital. And then you send them right away, I can't see with my eyes closed. I forgot to send the punchline. And she started driving around downtown for 2 hours. My phone, I don't have a phone, right? So she's calling me and calling me and calling me, and it's disconnected. And she finally gets a hold of Brayden like, where are you? Are you okay? I was like, I can't see with my eyes closed. I just hear, fuck off! So hangs up. I had to apologize for days. I bought her chocolate. I bought her teddy bears.
Okay. I do want to use up the last bit of time playing more music, but I do want to ask, can you tell us about the ceremonial rubbing of the Stegosaurus Steve before your shows? This, if you can see it on Facebook Live, they've got a little stuffed animal that is called the Stegosaurus Steve.
He is not a stuffed,
he is a person.
He is a person.
He has feelings, Jason.
Be nice, Steve. Love, Steve.
That's it, I'm out of here.
Privilege of rubbing the Stegosaurus Steve.
Do you guys want to give the background story on him?
This one's on Jordan. Jordan,
how did this come to be? This is like your mascot now.
Yeah,
he's internet famous. Like.
Well, I had originally bought Steve for an ex-girlfriend, and then after we broke up, he had a Facebook page on Facebook, and my bandmate was just like, man, this guy is great. Why can't he be in our band? I'm just like, I'm going to make an effort for him to be in this band. So I like begged for like a month to this girl, just like, can I have Steve back? Can I have Steve back? Can I have Steve back?
How did we get him back?
So our old drummer made a deal with her to trade some of his old shirts because she really liked his style for the Stegosaurus. And then after that, we got him from the old drummer after we had gotten him out of the band. And then we just never gave him back.
Sorry, Fernie. We love you.
So you rub the Stegosaurus Steve for good luck before the show to make sure everything goes well?
Yes.
Yeah. He demands it.
Pet.
Yeah. He's the best triangle player we can hope for.
I understand. My mother used to be the lead triangle player for our band called the Bermuda Triangle when I was a
teenager. All right.
Anyway,
song time.
Let's play some more music.
Let's play Whiskey Shivers.
All right.
What's it called?
On the topic of addiction, this is a love song about whiskey. Whiskey Shivers.
Whiskey Shivers. This is so exciting.
I need you guys. Thank you. Please take my body, far from my soul. Tell my heart I'm sorry, but I had to go. You can take all my worries off of my mind. Make them all blurry and leave them all behind. Where I wake up, I don't care who knows. I don't care what your name is. I don't care where we go. Now please stay in my body, far from my soul. Tell my heart I'm sorry, but I please stay in my body, far from my soul. Tell my heart I'm sorry, but I had to go. Now please stay in my body, far from my soul. Tell my heart I'm sorry, but I had to go. One more if that's okay.
Yeah!
Yeah, this last one's called Home.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm coming home.
lost his magic for me when I was 18. I don't know what to believe. And she said that she loved me, and then she took her leave. I don't know what to believe.
Up Chase the Bear on Facebook, and you can get a hold of them if you want to hire them. You can also find us here every Friday night, 11 to 12:30. The Medicine Show is broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver online. And I'm Jason Q. Lawrence with DJ Alibaba Kazani. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to our guests as well, Tom Spangenberg and Christine Longer as Rocket Man and Bino, and your other fictional characters, the comedy troupe that was on before. Chase the Bear featuring Troy Gilmer, Leo Gilmore, Brandon Royer, Connor Brooks, Jordan.
Braden!
What did I say?
Brandon.
is Braden Royer.
Braden Royer. Connor Brooks, Jordan Phillips. Thanks to David.
Stegosaur Steve.
And Stegosaur Steve. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and everyone out there listening to this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts through our website, medicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you with Punch Brothers. Oh my. Do you guys want to say any shout-outs or any promos, plugs, or anything before we go?
Hi, Mom! Mommy! Lana Lou's! September 15th, be there, Lana Lou's!
Yeah, September 15th with Pretty Filthy, who are playing at the Westward Music Festival in Vancouver this weekend.
And without Rust.
Thank you guys very much for
literally
coming.
Without
check
them.
Us out on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook. Chase the Bear Music.
Stay tuned for the late night show
with DJ Ryan.
4 year anniversary.
Coming up next, late night show with DJ Ray for his 4 year anniversary. We'll see y'all next week for some more live music and laughter.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Bye, Facebook. Thanks, David.
What a wonderful day we're having. We're having. Why, oh, why are we looking for a way outside in? Outside in. How long, oh Lord, can you keep the spinning under a thorn, spinning.